All psychiatrists are medical doctors, but they may not often get to put their medical school skills to use. Commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli joined several others recently for a refresher course in cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Medical school was many years ago. Until recently, if someone had clutched his chest and dropped to the floor in front of me, I would have been forced to look around for a doctor. But then the psychiatrists in the hospital were given a CPR recertification course. Some of us were full of knowledge about CPR. Most of us were full of rust. Our instructor told us tartly that plenty of psychiatrists failed her class because they thought they knew what they were doing but didn't. She would show us, though. Artificial bodies lay on yoga mats around the room, torsos without arms, necks without pulses, about to die 1,000 deaths. All morning we brought them back to life. I myself revived grandfathers and mothers, infants and children, with double-palmed chest thrusts, head tilts, two-finger compressions, two-handed jaw thrusts, back blows, finger sweeps, and abdominal thrusts. Just learning the terms was like swimming in a pond of exotic fish. During a break, some of us began to reminisce about the old days, when for a year or two we had briefly practiced medicine. We found ourselves talking about fundamentals, drawing blood, for instance. I had managed to avoid drawing a single vial of blood during medical school, which had seemed a triumph at the time. On my first day of internship, I admitted an elderly woman with a pneumonia. When she saw my trembling syringe, she screamed out loud. She was expressing feelings we had in common. What followed was so traumatic, so full of jabs and apologies and moans from both sides, that I left the room without remembering to undo her tourniquet. She was lovely in her faith, wanting to believe there is a reason for everything a doctor does, and she waited like a good patient until her lower arm began to turn blue before she finally pushed the button by her bed. Everyone had a story like that. Some rueful, painful variation on the theme of medical inadequacy. Now that we were psychiatrists, the stories amused us in the way that combat tales are nostalgic once the miserable war is over. We told stories on ourselves until the break was done. It was a bittersweet pleasure. Our dummies lay at our feet, gazing up. Their plasticine expressions seemed sympathetic. I thought they might be thinking we had made the right professional choice.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.